Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Budcast, episode 641.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Phone rings, it's night. Two nights of sleep, blown in my head, don't know what to do. I know it's true. I don't wanna say it, but you leave me way less than I need you. I know you want a space you can think about us. The silence is killing me and I'm freaking out. Wanna say all the words, I wanna erase your doubts, but I don't know how. No, I don't know how. If I could find a way to tell you that I'm sorry that I left you brokenhearted and wish I never hurt you. You could find a way and let me try again. No, I could be a better man. Yeah, I promise if you could just find a way, then I know we could find a way. I try to kill the time and let go, but it's the needing to know that eats you up inside. Thinking about how we got so low, cause it was all the little things, conversations and wedding rings, had me feeling like we had it all. Don't let this moment of doubt keep us from working it out. We didn't build this just to watch it fall. If I could find a way to tell you that I'm sorry that I left you brokenhearted and wish I never hurt you. You could find a way to let me try again. No, I could be a better man. Yeah, I promise if you could just find a way, then I know we could find a way. Yeah, if we could find a way, then I know we could find a way. Find a way, but I don't have all the money in the world. Good times, bad times, what all more if I'm all done with you? When things get hard, you can lean on me. No, it won't be easy. But if you could find a way, then I know we could find a way.
That was the DLX with their track Find a Way. The DLX is an off the wall brainchild of Sean Chambliss, a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from Hattiesburg in Mississippi. Drawing inspiration from bigger-than-life pop icons, indie rock and hip-hop, the DLX keeps, at its core, a personal honesty cultivated by growing up in a small southern town. That was a brand new single released in September of this year, and you can find out more about the DLX at thedlx.net.
Excellent. It was a very good start.
I thought so. I was kind of struggling with kicky starters this week, because the songs I've managed to choose, although there is a band that we associate with some of the kickiest starters we've ever had, it was a down-tempo track. So I've kind of pushed that one to the end of this show.
Well, I will make up for it, because my track,
Your Ender.
The end.
Wow. Yes, Your Ender is an ender, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Budcast episode 641. On tonight's show, we will have our usual mix of fantastic Creative Commons music, and we will probably natter and yarn completely pointlessly throughout the rest of the entirety of the show.
Yes, yes, we will.
I'm pausing for a reason.
Yes. So, next up, we are playing another track from Monk Turner from his Divided States album. This is Little Girl, Little Girl.
little girl, this world is so divided. People are always fighting, little girl. Could work together, little girl. A civil war is breaking down our fragile unity. At least we have each other, little girl. Little girl, little girl, I hope that you'll forgive me. I tried my best to make things good for you. Little girl, shelter from bad weather, little girl. A storm is coming, Rome is burning, Earth is breaking down. At least we have each other, little girl. Each other, yeah, we have one another, but at least we have each other, little girl.
Hello there, I'm Princess Jessica. When I'm being chauffeured around, I love to listen to the podcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the podcast.
Daddy, it's on. Turn it off.
Okay then, Princess.
Thank you.
And that was Anitech with his track Waiting World. Anitech is an underground trip-hop producer, plays piano, cello, clarinet, guitar, bass, drums, and is also a scratch DJ, if that wasn't enough. That was a track taken from his 2020 album Mainstay, a 31-track behemoth of More Like That. He's from Morristown in New Jersey, and you can find out more over at facebook.com/Anitech Hip Hop.
Excellent. And before that, it was Monk Turner with Little Girl, Little Girl. Again, from his Divided States album. I'm noticing a theme on Divided States. It is what it says it's on the tin.
Mm.
Obviously, that was the album that we got direct from him, but it is now available for all on his Bandcamp page at monkturner.bandcamp.com. And he's from Los Angeles in California.
Excellent. Is there another one? Probably in Canada. So let's have a look in our chat room over at thebugcast.org/live and our Telegram group at thebugcast.org/telegram and see who's listening to us live right now as we speak.
Right. So in the Bugcast room, because it all moved around, that was a bit rude of it.
Yeah.
There is Fat Freddy. There is Lainey. There is Yannick. There was Mark Murphy, but was that earlier? Yes, that was much earlier. And then there's you and me.
Absolutely. And we've also got the Grumps in IRC as well.
Hello.
Now, I don't know whether the Grumps has the Grumps or whether it's just his nature. I don't know. I do know because I know him quite well, but regardless. Anyway, thank you all for coming and joining and listening to us live. It's great to have you. Well, to have you in the chat room and also chatting. Because that, you know, we don't often have a huge amount of activity, but there's a lot of activity in there this evening, which is great.
Good. So, more music, I guess.
Are
we ready?
No.
This is Talking to Sophie with Past Spin Around, a live studio acoustic version.
Inside hours pass by, turn around, sun goes down. Second strokes, a minute moves, and we can't twist and fraction future. Don't know just when time is end. Nature is in motion, says, and every movement will not wait. Time is always running faster. Keep in mind, never save the day. Spin around, I feel disaster when time passes away. Time is always running faster. Keep in mind, never real disaster when time passed away.
Greetings from the Outer Hebrides. Now when I'm not out tending to my sheep, or out cutting the peats, I like to sit back with a cup of tea and listen to the Budcast. Well, that's some good tunes.
When you want it. told myself I'd make it up to you. Now that you've gone for me, still what I'm trying to do. Pretty flowers in the yard, pictures in the hall, two hearts like open window for everyone to see. Took it all.
And that was Osen Saiter with his track A Day Like This featuring Panu. Now, it's been a while since we've played a track by Osen Saiter. This is a track uploaded to CC Mixter in 2014 and featuring the a cappella vocals of Panu's track Treeline. Now, I couldn't actually go and listen to Panu's track Treeline because it wasn't available on CC Mixter, but also I couldn't necessarily pick up on the a cappella vocals within the song. So, I don't know. I'm told they're there. I didn't hear them. Maybe that's a good thing. As in, because they were so well integrated. Yes.
You were very close to being naughty there.
Yeah, very. In an editorial pick left on the page for this track on CC Mixter, Zepp Herm said, Panu's Treeline fits like a glove into Orson Sater's romantic prog rock piece. Echoes of the 70s softer prog rock mixed with the current vibe creates a juicy listening experience to any old prog rock fart. Well, like me.
Okay.
Osen Saiter is from Ganderkesi, I don't know, somewhere in Germany. And you can find out more over at facebook.com/Osen Saiter and also at ccmixter.org/people/... Tobias_Weather.
Easy for
I
you to
presume
say.
Presume that's his name.
Yeah. Mm. Easy for you to say. Right. So before that, it was Talking to Sophie with Past Spin Around live studio acoustic version from Eberswald in Germany.
I'm going to go with Eberswalde.
Eberswalde. Written, played and captured by Marcel Krell. And their Old Bakery Audio. It's a little one-man project isolated in the middle of nowhere in Germany with songs about the big, wide, beautiful world. And he does have physical gems like CDs, vinyls or vinyls, cassettes and merch available at his Bandcamp. Last played them back on show 589. And if you want to find out more, check out talkingtosophie.com.
That was just over a year ago.
Mm.
589. Excellent. Righty-ho then. So, well, as it currently stands, we have absolutely nothing to talk about. There's nothing in the chat topic thingy that Caroline hasn't put anything in, so I presume there's nothing to talk about, well, unless there is something you wish to mention.
I can mention the fact that I have kept up with the logo design challenge.
Yep, do it.
I signed up for... Right, so, basically, at the first lockdown, I bought some... training courses on Udemy, one of which was about graphic design. I never got around to using it. So I started to use it. And one of the recommendations they did was to practice daily and to take part in Logo Design Quest. Now, long-term listeners will know that I'm always doing daily drawing things and all that sort of thing. So I figured logo design is something I don't really normally do. So I thought it'd be good for a challenge. So I've done 12 days of it, although today's email never arrived, so I had to go and find the information. And I have also been able to sign up for a different one that the person originally requested, which is 50 days worth of challenges. And blimey. I'm just working on the first one now. And all it said was, all the brief said was, your logo idea prompt is to design a rocket ship logo and give it a name. That is the crux of the thing. So I've done a rocket ship logo and I've called it Quest Software. And Dave said that my rocket ship looks slightly rude, but I don't think it does.
I only did that for effect. I recognised what it was supposed to be, but it was just for comedy value, nothing more.
Okay. But yes, I'm very proud of myself. I've kept up. I've enjoyed it. And yeah, I'm doing well. It is 11 days I've done. I don't know why I thought it was 12 days. I think I put yesterday's as day 10 and it was day 11. So yeah, I need to fix that. But
okay. Did you mention the logo challenge on last week's show?
I don't know if I did.
I don't think you did.
Don't know if I did. But basically, it's been really interesting. The one that I'm doing, I get an email every day, even though today's didn't turn up, with a brief from a fictitious client. And it just gives you a bit of blurb about who they are, what they're after. Sometimes it says it wants a certain colour, sometimes a certain font. Others, it's very vague. And, you know, I've not just learned to do the logos. It's helped me learn more features of Photoshop. Dave will attest that my first couple of files were quite clunky because I was getting like several variations until I realised actually I can do it all in one place. And rather than having several files, I just have one file but different layers that I can switch on and off depending on what kind of effect I want. I'm playing with groupings and things like that. I've got a lot more to learn, but I'm enjoying what I'm doing so far.
Excellent. And I have been now told by the grumps in IRC and Fat Freddy in Telegram that you did mention logo challenge last week. Very interesting that neither of us remembered whether you actually spoke about it or not. In last week's show, it's mentioned to say Caroline's creative update.
Cool.
So there's probably like loads of stuff on there. And then on my side, I'm keeping up with the daily shows for November. My 20th episode literally was released about 9 minutes ago. I've managed to get it finished during the last song. And I'm kind of struggling at the moment for ideas. It wasn't until about 3 minutes before I started recording that I decided what I was going to do today's show on, which incidentally, if you're interested, is to do with the decision by the BBC, or specifically Radio 1, to change the lyrics of the song Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. And I should thank Lainey for bringing that to our attention, because she mentioned it in our Telegram group in the week. So if you want to hear my opinion on that, then if you go to thelovebug.org/fairytale, you will hear approximately 6.5 minutes of me waffling on about it.
And you don't want to miss Dave waffling.
No. Absolutely not. And I also probably should give props in advance to the grumps in IRC, who has now given me the topic for tomorrow's show for the 21st. Although at the time you listen to this, it'll probably be today. Anyway, but you'll have to go and listen to that to find out over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Links will be in the show notes, as always.
Excellent. So
the other piece of news is that we had, I think it was yesterday, it has now been confirmed that the US election recount in the state of Georgia has confirmed what they originally counted, was that Joe Biden had won that state. So they're still calling it projected, but I think now it is pretty much dead cert.
Well, interestingly,
because all 50 states have declared.
I now follow Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because they don't do controversial stuff on their social media, which is quite cool. But they're saying that because Trump refuses to concede and he's delaying things, and because there are things that need doing, i.e., you know, dealing with the pandemic and stuff, they're having to find the money to deal with it now and then obviously work out the money later. So they're actually asking people for donations, which actually is quite sad that they're having to do that. You know, it's not like they're trying to be frivolous and, you know, buy a party bus or anything. They're actually trying to stop people from dying and sniz. But
exactly. You know, why would you not want to stop people dying?
Exactly.
Exactly. So, Heidi Hody.
More music?
More music.
Cool. This is Liv Margaret with Mind Reader.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
And that was Strontium with their track Pour Vous. Strontium is a new wave in the world of classic gothic metal. This is a raging wind in an ocean of... This is a raging wind in an ocean of calm, endless sensuality and emotionality in a world immersed in the darkness of experiences. This is music that sounds in the hearts of all those who have ever loved and been loved. Strontium is more than just music. It is the embodiment of your feelings expressed by heavy guitars, powerful bass, elegant keyboard parts on a solid foundation of drums and decorated with unique female vocals. This track's a bit of a departure from their normal stuff, but amazing nonetheless. Caroline questioned me as to why I didn't include this as a starter, because the beginning of the track did have a bit of an oomphy start, but I just felt the overall feel of the track didn't warrant it as a starter, but it was good all the same. Very Evanescence-esque,
yes.
In my opinion, both in terms of the musicality and also her vocal style as well.
No, I'll give you that.
Thank you. That was another track taken from their 2020 debut album, Remains. The band is from St. Petersburg in Russia, and you can find out more over at their official Facebook page, facebook.com/Strontium Official.
Excellent. And before that, we played Liv Margaret with Mind Reader. So basically, we have played her before. She has appeared on Dave's Best Ofs before, and he quite liked that.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him as we started playing it that I got that from the retro tag, and he was like, oh, it's not retro. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh yes. So what she said about this track is that she's been collaborating with Nashville producer Tio for her latest single, co-written with Nashville songwriter Alex St. Denis. Mind Reader is a very dynamic pop song. It was released in July this year, at the end of July, really. So July 31st, just in July. And there comes a point in a relationship where the communication breaks down because we're not mind readers and don't know what the other person is thinking. That never happens to us, does it, dear?
Nope.
And the track is anthemic declaration that communication should always be the forefront of any relationship. It was inspired by some vintage sounds with 70s vocal melodies mixed with 80s synths. She is an indie pop artist and songwriter that combines her love for pop music with her favourite sounds from classic eras. She's from Nashville, Tennessee, where she writes for other artists as well as doing her own stuff. And you can find out more by checking out livmargaret.com.
Excellent, excellent stuff. I did like that track, and as I said to Caroline, that track has probably just fast-tracked its way onto my long list for the listeners. Well, for my Dave's Faves show coming up in February, and that quite neatly brings me on to the listener's choice, which we launched last week. So we are, as always, going to be doing a triptych of specials. Episode 650, 651 and 652. Episode 650 will be the listener's choice, which we have done now for, probably 8 or so years. I've just noticed the link to the website is incorrect. So the listener's choice, you tell us what songs you like that we have played specifically between episodes 603 and 649. And then we will compile those favourites into a show for episode 650, which will be recorded and broadcast on the 22nd of January next year.
Excellent.
All right. So you tell us which songs you've specifically liked, particularly liked, that we have played, and then we will put them into a collection, a listener's choice collection, which we will then play on that show. Simples. So go over to thebugcast.org/choice, and there is a form there, and all we need from you is the name of the artist, the name of the song, and the show you heard it on. I believe those are the only three bits of information that and your name. Those are the only bits of information we need. Okay. If you want to also tell us why you've chosen the track, that would be fantastic. And if you want to go that just one step further and record us some audio that we can play along with your track, then that would be even better. But no No obligation for that one at all. We will keep reminding you over the next few weeks up until just before episode 650. So if you have forgotten by the time you've listened to this, that makes no sense at all. But if you do forget, we will remind you. Don't worry about that. Next week, the Bugcast episode 642 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 27th of November at 9:30 PM UK time. We weren't too late this week. I think we're only about 6 or 7 minutes late, which is good for us.
Yeah.
Really good for us. If you'd like to get in contact with us, drop us an email. feedback@thebugcast.org is our address. And of course, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Our username on both of those is thebugcast. So it is last track time, and I'm going to hand over to the lovely Caroline to tell us about this song and specifically why it is so justified as an ender.
Well, I found it in the metal section. It was actually at the top of the metal section. This is Peer Gynt Lobogris. I don't know if I said that right.
Peer Gynt Lobogris.
Peer Gynt Lobogris. He's from Cordoba in Spain. We have played him once before, back in show 244. So that shows how long ago it was. This is a new version of his track Lueva Negra, or Black Rain. He originally recorded it in 2004, but he has done another rendition of it. He is a guitarist and composer. His musical styles range from hard rock to the new age through all styles, shapes, fusions and experimentation. He works with virtual collaborations, groups, soundtracks, you name it, he's done it. You can find out more by checking out his Blogspot page, which is his name at Blogspot. So check the show notes because I'm not reading that out again. And this is Black Rain 2020.
And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.